So let's listen to the greatest speech ever, at least from some people, because the Democratic propaganda machine is just moving at this point, trying to convince us that a 77-year-old man that is showing signs of cognitive failure is equipped to take on President Donald Trump. So this was after the Democratic Party pretty much dragged Joe Biden across the finish line in Michigan. You're listening to it here on the Crusade Channel.
To you from Philadelphia, where we announced our campaign at the front end, where we did our final announcement. To all those who have been knocked down, to all those who have been counted out, left behind, this is your campaign. Just over a week ago, many of the pundits declared that this candidacy was dead. Now we're very much alive. Although there's a way to go, it looks like we're going to have another good night. Tonight, I want to speak.
So there you go, guy. Ladies and gentlemen, does that sound like the speech of a man who is ready to go into the ring with somebody like President Trump? Even if President Trump goes like 45% Trump in a debate, he's just gonna absolutely steamroll this man. And so I'm also seeing things where these op-eds are being written out, these data points are being written. Oh, well, President Trump should be scared. We've had a higher Democratic vote now than back in the 2020. Okay, you can try to data me to death. Because every black person that decides to vote for Joe Biden because he was part of the Obama-Biden ticket has been negated by a Bernie bro who will not come out and vote. Okay, the coalition that you need will not take place. The intersectionality people, the squad, will not come out. And you think their power, because Bernie didn't win any of these races, that Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and all these people campaigned for Bernie, they just got sucker punched by the establishment who hates them. Okay, because this is a battle between the Democratic idiot establishment and this absolutely progressive nightmare that is the squad and all of these people. So, and we'll talk about this during the last segment of the program, if it's still there. What's trending on the Twitter feed? Dem Exit 2020. And it's not from Candace Owens or any of these other people. They're just straight up leaving. Dem Exit. And you know what? There's 8,000 tweets. And I know Twitter is not real life in any way, shape, or form. But these people who voted for Bernie live on Twitter. They live in these bubbles, and they are that block that the Democrats are desperate to try and cobble together. Because Biden's block, it's because, you know, he's going to get the black people to come out to vote. Okay, that's great, except everybody else is not going to. All right? Yeah, exactly. Cobbling together the establishment loses them the election. They know this. They're willing to lose it. But A, Joe Biden will try to, and Mike's guest this morning talked about the nostalgia. They'll have that for a little bit until Joe Biden gets into an actual debate and gets hammered by, this is not the same man. Or if they have anything in the way of another event where Joe Biden starts to cuss out a union worker, or that he cusses out, be careful. By the way, breaking news, Harvey Weinstein gets 23 years in prison. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. But be wary of a woman who, let's say she's a Second Amendment aficionado, she loves her guns and so forth, And she says, why do you want to take away your guns? And Biden starts absolutely screaming at her the way he did that. Or he does that to a black man or a gay person or a sodomite. He's one mistake away from this thing not even being, you can't even make it into the image of a blow, an actual campaign. And so, just, I mean, enjoy the fact that you're going to be able to keep your power for this cycle, Democrats. You know, you're able to show that you have enough pull right now to get Joe over the finish line. Excuse me. Joe over the finish line. But that, I mean, it's a pharaonic victory. It is absolutely the pitch, the textbook definition of a pharaonic victory. And I'm sure people will fly into the chat room and tell me I'm not pronouncing it right. But that's fine. I love y'all. My fact checkers, as Hillary Clinton likes to say. But that is the pitch perfect definition of that. You're burning the house down to save the furniture. And that's fine. I mean, that's great for me to watch it. Because you people absolutely deserve it. And that's right. I am saying you people. So there you go. You got Bernie. And the fact that he cannot inspire or get the amount of people to really go out and campaign for him. Also, who has not endorsed him yet? The guy who was his running mate for two terms. Obama is still curiously silent, even as this whole thing has settled. Right? Even as this whole thing has settled. Where is he? I know he's in his $15 million Martha's Vineyard mansion talking about climate change while living on the coast, but still, this whole farce of a campaign, is it? Yeah, and it's probably it, Justin, because Obama is, he's saying he's waiting until Biden gets the nomination. Yeah, because Obama is the ultimate front runner. Come out and say, you know what? I believed in Joe from the beginning. Didn't want to interfere. I knew Joe. He's a fighter. From Pennsylvania, could do it on his own. Didn't need me. So now that he's got it, Joe, go get him. Pay me $15,000 for this speech. And so that's what we have here. The donkey in the room is, yeah, you won Mini Tuesday. But you've absolutely, as I said, you've burned down the house to save the furniture.